Watcher, and a gigantically huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We're going to start with a lovely folk song. Short? Yes. Sweet? Yes. I'm going to brush aside any possible suggestion that you might make that might have been a little trite or even corny. That feeling is only because Greensleeves is such a well-known song, and yes, there have been some truly awful, trite and corny versions of it. This version, however, is from a September 59 recorded Warner Brothers LP called East of the Sun, later re-released as First Place Again, and starring alto meister Paul Desmond on a break from the Dave Brubeck Quartet. You will remember, no doubt, that Desmond contractually couldn't work with another pianist by the terms of his agreement with Brubeck, but he made several five, in fact, fabulous albums with guitarist Jim Hall, and this is one of them. Plus, on loan from the Modern Jazz Quartet, Percy Heath bass and Connie Kay drums. Trite, corny, how could you even think that? Off to Germany now. Thank you. Recorded in Osnabrück, Germany, September 2008. The leader and pianist is Anke Helfrich. Love her work. Don't know these days if I'm even allowed to say that she is stunningly beautiful, in case that's deemed patronising. It's not meant that way, just a passing comment for what it's worth. She writes all the songs on this Enja album, except the one we've just heard, Thelonious Monk's Hackensack. Monk was a huge inspiration for the young Anke when she studied in Holland. Later influences included Horace Silver, Les McCann and Herbie Hancock, Henning Sieverts on bass and Dejan Terzic, drums and percussion. This next one is not really jazz. In fact, it's not jazz at all. But thought we should remember Leon Redbone, who died just last week.
Well, I looked down the road and I started. And I started, and I started. Well, I looked down the road and I started. It's a long way from home. And I buckled up my shoes and I started. And I started, and I started. Buckled up my shoes and I started. It's a long way from home. It's a mighty steel come since I started. Since I started. Since I started. It's a mighty hill of climb since I started. Long way from home. And I looked down the road and I started. And I started. And I started. I looked down the road and I started. It's a long way from home.
Leon Redbone was a difficult person to nail down. Yes, he was a singer. Yes, he was a guitarist. Yes, he went into acting. But even his name and background are difficult. His parents were Armenian Jews from Jerusalem who moved initially to Nicosia in Cyprus, then on to London, then to Toronto. Their son, Dikran Gobelian, was born in Nicosia and changed his name when he began his professional music career to Leon Redbone. His musical tastes varied somewhat, from Caruso to Bing Crosby to Jimmy Rogers to Jelly Roll Morton to John McCormack to, of course, Mustafa the Castrato and even Laurel and Hardy. His website reported his death of dementia complications at the age of just 69 as, quote, Leon Redbone crossed the Delta for that beautiful shore at the age of 127, unquote. We heard Lord, I Look Down the Road. Here's one of our all-time fave songs. Pianist Greg Wrighton closes this LA September-October 2008 Sunnyside album with that gorgeous version of In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. Wrighton called it a nice, elegant, quiet ending to this album, and it most certainly was. The rest of the CD is of a trio, with more of Jack Darrow bass and Dean Cober drums. Wrighton has just released a brand new album, which I haven't heard yet. Can't wait. The reviews are excellent. Better up the pace now. The record label Mac Avenue, based out of Grosse Pointe Farms, Detroit, Michigan, puts together a big band, Super Band, they call it, each year from their roster of jazz musos for the Detroit Jazz Festival. They record it and put out the resultant album. This is from the 2013 iteration. It started in 2012, and I know it ran for 5 years. May still be an annual event. Must check. We've just heard the John Lewis Dizzy Gillespie 1947 compo, Two Bass Hit, with a fair number of references to other songs thrown in. Mostly an ensemble piece. That was Gary Burton on vibes, Warren Wolfe, marimba, Carl Allen drums, plus Sean Jones, trumpet, Kirk Whalum, tenor, Evan Perry, guitar, Aaron Deal, piano, Rodney Whittaker, bass, and music director. I subscribe to Jazz on the Tube, a free daily jazz video, often several per day, most of which are quite brilliant. One, a few days ago, was of a live version of this duo and this song. Det var en Lorgan Aften is my pathetic attempt at pronouncing this gorgeous traditional Danish folk song. I've got that on the original Kenny Drew NHOP LP. and it's also on a quite outstanding double compilation CD of NHOP's work called NHOP Friends Forever. Regular listeners will know well, I just love NHOP's playing, and I hope you share my enthusiasm for this master of the double bass, Niels Henning, Austed Pedersen. Kenny Drew flits between the acoustic and electric pianos. Recorded Copenhagen, April 73. It's Ellington time. I include the intro and then we skip to the second song of the medley.
Duke Ellington has something special for us this afternoon. It's a medley of three tunes: Diminuendo in Blues, Transblucency, and Crescendo in Blues. Diminuendo and Crescendo are self-explanatory. However, Transblucently combines the voice of Kay Davis with the Ellington trombone and clarinet. Kay uses her voice not as a voice in itself, but as a harmonizing instrument. So listen for Transblucency.
Thank you.
And as announcer Bernie Mac told us, that was Translucency. This is from the weekly radio broadcast of the Ellington Band, put out in the middle 40s and called The Treasury Shows, as they were sponsored by the US Treasury Department to promote initially their war bonds and then the renamed savings bonds after the war ended. This broadcast was from Dartmouth College, Hanover, New Hampshire, May the 4th, 1946. Translucency, a blue fog you can almost see through. The immaculate voice of Kay Davis. These shows were live. These two interruptions show you how live. Firstly, bad news on the May 18th broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you a bulletin from the WJZ newsroom in New York. The New York Central Railroad has just announced that the Ohio State Limited, scheduled to leave Grand Central at 4 p.m. Standard Time for Cincinnati, has been canceled. The Pacemaker, due to leave at 4:10 p.m. Standard Time for Chicago, was also canceled. This bulletin came to you from the WJZ newsroom in New York. Keep tuned to WJZ for further news developments. And now back to the music of Duke Ellington.
But much better news later in that same show. No, I appreciate it doesn't have quite the same urgency over 70 years later, but regular train travellers will know well the sinking feeling that first announcement will have created.
Here's a flash from the ABC newsroom in New York. Cleveland, rail strike has just postponed for 5 days. We repeat, the rail strike has just been postponed for 5 days.
And that's from Volume 19 of the Double CD Treasury Shows series. Now, Paul McCartney's Let It Be.
Thank you.
That's from the third volume of Jerry Allen's piano trilogy, exploring songs connected to her beloved hometown Detroit and the label Motown, named after it. So where does the Beatles' Let It Be fit in? Good question. Well, apparently it was to remember Aretha Franklin's fabulous performance of that song. It's not all piano solo works. Fellow Detroiters Marcus Belgrave, trumpet, and David McMurray, alto, help out on some of the songs. Jerry Antoinette Allen died in June 2017, just 2 weeks after her 60th birthday. Here's a trombone version of Anthropology. The leader on this March 98 recording session in Montreal for Naxos Jazz is trombonist Alain Trudel, All four musos were based in Montreal, three of them natives. Trudel was classically trained. He was in the Montreal Symphony Orchestra as a 17-year-old, went on to be the first seat trombonist in the Barcelona Orchestra, and has produced some notable classical records. His classical trombone concertos is worth searching for, I must add. He was also always into jazz, but in the late 80s, early 90s, his severe allergy to tobacco smoke kept him out of jazz clubs. Luckily, the smoking ban came along. Well, for all our sakes, actually. We heard the Charlie Parker Dizzy Gillespie song Anthropology, and it was taken at a boppish pace. John Stetch, piano. Eric Lagasse, bass. Jim Hillman, drums. Next album is called Grooving It. Grooving It on a Hammond B3.
Thank you.
Recorded May 99 at the Kentucky Center of the Arts in Louisville, Hank Marr is on the Hammond B3 and he leads this organ guitar drums trio. Marr grew up in Columbus, Ohio and would jam in a local garage with his chum Ronnie Kirk, later to be Rashaan Roland Kirk. Wilbert Longmire guitar, Bill Stewart drums. The song was the patriotic American anthem, Battle Hymn of the Republic, using the music from John Brown's Body, and it's known outside the US as Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory of the Coming of the Lord. This is one of my fave songs as well. Thank you. recorded live at the Village Vanguard in New York, March 2016 for ECM Records, and it's the second recorded partnership between guitarist Bill Frisell, yes, he's back again, and bassist Thomas Morgan. Fantastic playlist. But we just had to have the Doc Pomus Mort Schumann classic, Remember the Drifters, great version, Save the Last Dance for Me. Profound apologies for having to foreshorten this 9.5-minute gem. Next, two trumpeters who stand tall in the line of greats that started with Louis, then Roy, Dizzy, Brownie, Miles, and then I'd argue these two. Thank you. Clifford Brown compo, Sandu, and it's on a double Blue Note CD called The Freddie Hubbard and Woody Shaw Sessions. Magnificent. Hubbard is the better known of the two, but so many of today's trumpeters cite Woody Shaw as their main influence. Two giants of the trumpet in jazz. This isn't a cutting contest. Both men hugely respected the other. Both men supply some songs to this collaboration. The others are by previous trumpet greats. Clifford Brown, as we know, Lee Morgan, Kenny Dorham, Fats Navarro, for example. Incidentally, on Sandu, Woody takes the first three solo choruses, and after one by altoist Kenny Garrett, it's three by Freddie. The rhythm section is Mulgrew Miller piano, Cecil McBee bass, and Carl Allen again on drums. Woody Shaw was a big heroin user, sadly, and suffered poor health as well. He died following a subway accident in Brooklyn, New York. He was 44. And sadly, that's all we have time for this week. Huh, I've still got a huge stack of records in front of me. But they'll keep for next week, when I hope you'll be back again for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please, take care. Be well.